T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is currently 7:17, Tuesday morning, January the 11th. It's going to be a little chilly today. Highs of only 58, cool, plenty of sunshine, and then lows of 44 tonight, North Shore 48 South. It's going to be a cool stretch of weather, 58 for a high tomorrow, 64 Thursday, 64 on Friday. The warmest day is going to be Saturday. We'll still be in the 60s. Another front comes through Sunday, windy and colder, highs of 48, and then 58 next Monday. As we stand now at 7:17, 45 degrees in Kenner, 36 in Thibodeau, and here in Belchase, it's 43. Let's talk about Omicron with Bruce Y. Lee, Executive Director of FICOR, Public Health Informatics, Computational and Operations Research, and a professor at the CUNY Graduate School of Public Health and Health Policy. Good morning, Bruce. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about Omicron, and I guess maybe we can do 101, because I think when something like this happens that lasts for 2 years, maybe we think we know, and then we do know, but we forget what we know, and we make some stuff up in between. Omicron is just a different version of the novel coronavirus, but it causes a different type of COVID? Accurate or not?
Yeah, it's another version, because we know that the COVID-19 coronavirus has a very high mutation rate, and that's the reason why it at some point jumped from circulating around animals, other animals, to humans. That every time it reproduces, every time it replicates, it has a high probability of making mistakes, so having mutations, which then alter its genetic code. So you're constantly having new versions and new variants of this virus emerging. Now, a lot of the variants and versions we don't know about, because they may make the virus weaker or they may make no difference. But we've been seeing periodically, you know, every few months, a new version that may be more transmissible or may cause a different set of symptoms or what have you. So the Omicron variant is yet another one of these variants. It looks like it may be causing a different set of symptoms in general compared to previous variants, but that's not clear yet because it hasn't been around long enough.
So in terms of symptoms, comparing and contrasting with Delta variants, et cetera, how less severe are the symptoms? Maybe that's the way to ask it.
Yeah, it's difficult to tell because we are also in a different situation now than we were previously, because there's been more people vaccinated against COVID-19, and there's also been more people who have been exposed to COVID-19 in different ways. So we are seeing people with less severe symptoms in many cases, but it's difficult to tease out whether that's because more people are vaccinated and therefore more people have more immune protection against COVID-19 versus you look a year ago and a lot fewer people have had immune protection back then. So therefore, symptoms may have been more severe. So it's difficult to tell if it's the variant itself right now or the fact that more people are actually protected.
Right, let me take a quick break for traffic because we've got a big problem trying to get into Louisiana from Mississippi and from Mississippi to Louisiana. We're talking to Dr. Bruce Y. Lee, a professor of health policy and management at the City University of New York School of Public Health. 7:21 traffic now on WWL. 7:26 now, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Tuesday morning, January the 11th. We're talking about Omicron with Dr. Bruce Y. Lee, a professor of health policy and management at the City University of New York School of Public Health. So, Doctor, I've seen some articles that said Omicron is more like bronchitis than pneumonia, or am I confusing terms there? And what about long-hauling, the long-haulers in terms of Omicron? Any evidence yet as to whether you're more or less likely to be a long-hauler?
Yeah, Tommy, so there has been some evidence, so I want to emphasize the word some, it's not completely clear yet, that people who have been infected with the Omicron variant are more likely to have it infect the upper airways versus the lower airways, which might be the reason why we are seeing in general more milder symptoms and less of the classic respiratory symptoms that you have been seeing with the previous versions of the COVID-19 coronavirus. But again, I want to emphasize that may have something to do with the fact that people are more protected these days because many people have gotten the vaccination or some people have been exposed to previous versions of the virus. So when we talk about upper airways, we're talking about, above the lungs as opposed to pneumonia or ARDS or things like that. Now, in terms of long haulers, it's still early to tell because the definition from the World Health Organization of persistent COVID is that you continue to have it for at least 3 months past the initial infection. And since the Omicron variant was first detected in late November, it hasn't been 3 months. So it's still too early to tell what's going to happen with people developing long COVID.
When you say above the lungs, it's like sinuses and ears and so forth. I'm trying to think of what else it would be. It's in your head more than in your chest? Layman?
Yeah,
lungs?
it's like upper respiratory. So if you think about it, when you go from your nose and your mouth, you go down, you have your pharynx, which is your throat, and then eventually you get down to your trachea and your bronchi and your lungs. So, we're talking more upper respiratory, like around the throat area, or people might have, feel like their sinuses are affected in places like that. But really kind of the throat nasal pharyngeal area.
How does this end, in your opinion, Doctor, this pandemic? Is there going to be a point where we say, it's over? Does it end with a bang or with a whimper?
Yeah, it ends more with a transition. So I know that people many times are frustrated and say, oh, okay, this is dragging on. But we have to remember back in 2020, a lot of experts, a lot of people in the field, including myself, felt that this was probably going to be a 2020 to 2022 thing. Because if you look at the past pandemics, like if you look at the 1918 flu pandemic, it really went from spring of 1918, and then you had two subsequent winter surges before the spring of 1920 when things started to dissipate. So we're not too different from that timeline currently. What's ultimately most likely going to happen is this virus is going to transition from being a pandemic virus to more of a seasonal virus. So, we currently or over the years, we've had a number of different seasonal viruses like the flu or like parainfluenza viruses or other types of viruses, RSV, that seem to come up in activity during certain months, like the winter months, when it gets colder and drier outside. And then they tend to decrease in activity during the summer months. And so that's probably most likely going to happen with this virus as people get more and more exposed to it, preferably through vaccination, because it's better to get vaccinated and not have a higher risk of having bad events like long COVID or death through natural exposure. So as people get more and more used to this virus, their immune systems get more and more used to this virus, then when you get infected with the virus, it's not going to have as great effects. So you're going
Thank
to be
you, sir.
Protected.
I appreciate your time. I really do. Dr. Bruce Y. Lee, Graduate School of Public Health and Health Policy, City University of New York. Minute late, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.